Hello and welcome. You've tuned into Active Listening with T4 Tactics. I'm Marco Galbraith, your host, and our podcast is all about personal success and networking. We'll discuss small business tips, health and wellness issues, personal safety tips, financial gain, and a variety of other topics from professionals in the field. And once in a while, we'll throw in our area of expertise, firearm safety and active shooter response for businesses, churches, and schools. So sit back, relax, listen and learn. Active Listening with T4 Tactics. All right, it's August 18th, 2023, and it's 2:55 p.m. We had some technical difficulties with a microphone. We were going to start this at 1:55, and now it's 2:55. So welcome back to another Active Listening episode with T4 Tactics. I'm Marco Galbraith, your host. We got Jordan Wells in the studio today, and we're going to talk about a free event coming up. Actually, it's an event that doesn't have a charge to it. Jordan, welcome. You want to talk about your background? You're retired PD, LEO?
Yeah, I'm Jordan Wells. I'm retired San Diego Police Department sergeant. Was there for 20 years, and before that, Sheriff's Department. Worked with Liberty Police Department out here for a couple of years. I was a juvenile service officer out in San Diego. I'm a patrol sergeant, and done some training for schools on active shooter for students and staff. But we're looking at bringing that. I'm now the safety director at Cross Point Church on Timberlake here in Lynchburg.
Right. So if you don't know it, Cross Point Church is just about at Graves Mill, basically Graves Mill and Timberlake.
Yeah, right over by Harbor Freight.
Right. Yeah, everybody knows Harbor Freight. Anytime Fitness, Kroger's in the area. Carl Miller Realty. A lot of people know Carl Miller Realty. You guys are right across the street from him. And so we got an event coming up on September 2nd, which is a Saturday.
Yep.
Did I get the date right?
Yeah.
I've got so many coming up, I'm losing track. And it's from 9 to noon.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is the church is... hold on a really good priority of bringing in safety for the congregation. And we do believe at Cross Point that the safety team, the guardians of the church, is a calling of God to be those people that are there to provide safety and protection for the body so that the body can go out and do its mission of fulfilling the Great Commission and not have to be worshiping and paranoid looking over their shoulder. With all the threats that are out there, we're just want to be mindful and reduce the likelihood of something happening.
Right.
So on the 2nd, 9 to noon, we've contracted with T4 Tactics, with Marco, to come and bring his presentation from 9 to noon. We're also going to then have a firearm simulator. And what that is like a video screen, but it'll be inert weapons that people be able to demonstrate and fire targets at the screen, but also have some church-based scenarios in what to do. And we want to bring that to our congregation, obviously, so they're aware of it, but offer it out to the community so that other churches, their safety teams, but other their congregation can have this information and know and be safer. But then, know what other resources that are available to help us do the calling of God and protect the body.
Absolutely. The shooting simulator is amazing. We've had Michelle out here before, and she got a business in Bedford, it's Bedford Martial Arts Club. It does everything. You've done it, I've done it, but it will really challenge you. And the good thing about that is she can control the scenario. She's got, she ordered some church scenarios, and I think they're going to be here by this
day. Yeah, she's working to get those in.
And that's amazing. But, people go to the range, and they stand there, and they hit a target with no stress, and, oh, yeah, I'm a great shot. Well, let's throw some stress into it. Let's throw some situation awareness into it. Let's throw some people watching you to make you nervous. But this is, we're going to give some good information that day, but we're taking it a step further on the 2nd, and it's a no-charge event, but it gives the safety team members a time to stand in front of the simulator and say, you know what, I need some more training.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that they're going to stand up to their expectations during an attack, and they find out they haven't trained enough.
Yeah, they really, you know, Marco, from being in law enforcement, mm-hmm. that you can get the training, you can do scenarios, you can do that, but it's really doing it on the streets, that making those split second decisions,
right,
you can't duplicate that,
right,
and it's something that comes through time, but with this simulator and doing things like that, thinking about it, going through it, you're gonna make mistakes.
Absolutely,
let's make the mistakes in the scenarios,
mm-hmm.
and then you can think about, okay, what happened there? Why did I do that? You know, and you watch people do the scenarios. You want to take a time and critique it.
Right.
You know, tear it apart.
Right.
So that we then can learn from it. And that's what that you've done.
Right.
Which I really like what you've done, is going out, looking at active shooter scenarios, shooting situations, use of force, and you tear them apart. Not to tear down
right.
the people that did it.
Right.
But to see what happened and what can we do to prevent it or mitigate it the next time.
Right.
And that's critical.
Yeah, and when she runs these scenarios, they're shoot, don't shoot scenarios. You stand in front of a big screen, you've got a gun that's coordinated with that screen, it shows you where the shots are, how fast they were, you use verbal commands, and that's, I'd much rather make a mistake there than a very expensive mistake that's going to pull you in criminal court or civil court.
Right.
So that's what it was about. So when I do my presentation, this is the 3-hour active shooter response training for Houses of Worship. Jordan contacted me and he wanted to have his church trained. So this is for congregation members. This is for safety team members. And then Jordan and the church is paying me to come out. This is the church that's allowing people to come in at no charge. So Jordan contacted me and said, you know what, let's open up to everybody. And I don't charge per head for this reason. I'd much rather fill that congregation, just jam pack it. Let's get all the people trained.
Yeah,
we've seen over the years active shooter fatalities and injuries go down, and it's because we're doing so much training now. We can reduce the injuries. So September 2nd, if you belong to a church or you're on the safety team, come out, because it's going to be 3 hours of absolutely amazing information. It moves fast. Bring a notepad. It moves fast.
And if you've been to this before, mm-hmm. or even in Marco's, or you've been to another one, come and see it again.
Right.
Refresh yourself. Get people you know. Get them in there and watch it, because no matter how many times I go through this information, it's like, okay, I can always take something away.
Always.
Or it reminds me of something that I may have forgotten.
Yeah.
So you get better at it. We will be less likely to have a situation happen if we're prepared, more prepared for
That's
it.
That's right.
More training, more preparation we do, the less likely things are going to occur. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to take away it altogether, but you're going to be far better not having it. In emergency situations, you can't expect high-level thinking.
Right.
You will revert to what you've been trained to do.
Muscle memory and training.
Exactly.
You're going to go back to that.
Right. So if you need your high-level thinking, high-level training, or high-level thinking at that time to go for what to making decisions is to the critical stuff. Do you take that shot? Do
mm-hmm.
you not take that shot? Do you run? What do you do? Not the you can't be thinking the fine detail.
Right.
And this is what's going to help you in that situation. If you're waiting to go, well, I'll make the right decision. You know what? You're foolish to think that you will do it all the time.
Yeah.
I've been working, really want to work in this. I do believe it's a calling to expand the work I'm doing with the safety team into a broader ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, I want to connect other churches, other safety team members, so that we can network together, so that we can come together to do training. I put together a website. It's just something I'm paying for to kind of house that information. It's guardians-of-christ.com. And I also have a Facebook group for it, which is Christ Guardians.
Mm-hmm.
And in there, you can find a link to this. But also, I'm going to put things in there. If you know information that we want to share, contact me. Let me know. We can put it in there. And it's not about me making money. It's about us sharing information to keep us safe. And that's really why we want to reach this out. It is a commitment from the congregation to pay for this. And we see the value, even if it's just us.
Right.
But we want to be a blessing to the community.
Yeah. And that's so important. And this event, your website, your Facebook page, it's all about networking. And we need to have a strong network of houses of worship. I say houses of worship when I say churches. The reason I say houses of worship, because this training that we're going to do is including synagogues, it's including Baptist church, Catholic church, everybody. It's non-denominational. So if you have a mosque or if whatever type of building you have, house of worship, then this is the event for you. And your website and your Facebook page, as soon as you guys stop listening to this, you need to go look at the website, and people need to like the Facebook page, share it. All this is about networking. We need to establish a networking group in this community that if somebody shows up to one church that is suspicious and then they don't like it because they see safety team members and they leave, we need to have a network in this area that tells all the other churches, whether it's text messaging, a Signal app, or some kind of alert system that, yeah, we just had somebody very suspicious show up here and they left. They could be headed to another church
right.
that doesn't have safety or / security. So,
right. Yeah, so, and if you're a business owner, come and get some of this information
right.
so that you know it, and then maybe you can then bring your people in, get this, and it can be, you can look at how this would apply at your business.
Right.
Whatever that is, let's get people together. But, you know, yes, we need to have that network. It's critical. You know, and a lot of people talk to a lot of people where they go, you know what, we have faith that God's going to protect us.
I hear it all the time.
Yes, we have faith that God's going to protect us. You know how God's going to do it? He sent people like Marco and me to be that protection. It's that story
right.
that everybody always hears where the storm comes and they put out the signal, hey, radio, everybody evacuate. And you go, you know what, I have faith, I'm going to stay. And then the rain comes and starts a flood, car comes, and I have faith, God will protect me. And then the boat comes because now water's everywhere, and God's going to protect me. Now you're on your roof and the flood's there, and helicopter comes, God's going to protect me. And then you end up in heaven and you go, God, why didn't you protect me? He goes, what are you talking about?
Right.
I sent you a radio message, a car,
yeah.
a boat, and a helicopter.
Right.
I mean, we've all heard it.
That's right.
That's reality. God uses us. And you look in the Bible where David was a warrior.
That's right.
It's not unbiblical to stand up
right.
against evil. And
if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and go buy a sword. It says that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And evil is a lack of God, a lack of goodness. It's a lack of God in our lives. That's evil.
Yeah.
You know, and whenever we lack that, so we need to seek God and have faith in God, but be wise.
Right.
You know, wise as serpents and gentle as doves. And that's how I try to build my team. It's not we don't want SEAL Team 6 out there protecting the church. We don't want the SWAT team. Nothing wrong with them.
Right.
But in our churches, we want people there loving on people.
Smiles.
Keeping
handshakes.
Yeah. So that they blend in.
Right.
But we're ready there. And the Bible says that the gospel, the kingdom of God is being pushed forward by violent men.
Right.
That we're ready, if necessary, to stand in that step.
That's right. We're going to greet you with handshakes and smiles. We're going to know your first name. But we're also going to end any evil that comes in. And we have the capability to do that.
Yep.
And the Lord tells us we can do that. We're going to protect our house of worship. So this event is also going to be great networking for if you're on a safety team, network with another safety team. Hey, what do you guys do? What do you do here? When we do this, okay, we'll start doing that. E.L. McGuire from Thaxton Baptist Church will be there. They've done a lot of research on security cameras, and they've got some really good radio communications, earpieces. He's going to bring some of those so people can see it. So it's going to be a really good networking event and a learning event.
Right.
September 2nd at Cross Point Church. What's the address?
7619 Timberlake.
Yep.
9 a.m. to noon is active shooter. And then from noon to 2 is going to be the demonstration on the firearm simulator.
Right.
And we'll have some water. I'll try to have some things out there that, you know, if you're hungry, you know, that you need something to hold you over on the time. We're not planning on like a meal.
Right.
But, you know, so that you know, they're definitely, I'll have some water there. And
they can bring snacks if they like.
You can bring something that you need.
Picnic tables in the front. You got a kitchen area. So if you want to bring, it's going to be a while from 9 to 2. So if you want to bring a sack lunch or something, feel free to do that. Plenty of room to eat.
Yeah.
So before we end, say your website and your Facebook page again so they can go immediately stop this podcast when we're finished, and then they can go like and follow the Facebook and share it. It should be shared as well.
Yes, please. The Facebook group is private. Just ask to join it.
Right.
That's going to be great, just so that when we're sharing stuff there that it's there. I'm not restricting who comes on.
Uh-huh.
The Facebook is Guardians of Christ.
Guardians of Christ.
Right? Guardians of Christ.
Yeah.
The and the website is guardians-of-christ.com. And you go there. And you're going to see, you know, contact information there if you need to. On the events page is a sign. I would like you to register.
Yeah.
That way I have an idea how many are coming,
mm-hmm.
and how we can prepare for. That would certainly be helpful. But, you know, I think there was one that was Christ Guardian.
And when you guys come, if you're going to come to the event, as soon as you pull on the parking lot, you're going to see safety team members, which we don't call it security in Virginia, but that's what you're going to see. You're going to see safety team members in the parking lot. You'll see safety team members throughout the building. Obviously, we've got this event covered with proper safety/security, but be looking at that and observing on what you're seeing and what's going on. That's what it's all about. We're going to talk during my presentation. We'll talk about situation awareness, de-escalation techniques. We'll talk about the job of the safety team, that it's a ministry of the church. We're going to talk about pre-attack indicators. We're going to talk about some of these past attacks where I've gone and interviewed people that are involved in that, levels of awareness, use of force, legal issues, where your safety team should be positioning themselves in the congregation, how we're going to handle somebody if they come in and start doing something they shouldn't do, whether it's violent or nonviolent. We'll talk about children's issues. That's a big one. On how, what we do and don't do with kids in the children's ministry, how we watch that, and then we'll talk about some more. But it'd be a good event. Christ Guardians, is that the Facebook
page? That's a Facebook.
Okay.
It's Christ Guardians.
Christ Guardians.
Guardians of Christ is a website.
Right.
Christ Guardians is a Facebook.
Excellent. So I'll also have all this information on my T4 Tactics Facebook page. So if you go to that page, they can click on a link.
They can link.
It'll link it. So if you can't remember all that, or if you're driving, then just go to my T4 Tactics Facebook page and we'll get it. Yeah.
Yep.
It's going to be a good event.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. This is the first one we're going to do. We're planning on doing this every 2 years with you.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we'll do it even better the next time.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I'm excited. I'm very hopeful and prayerful that God's just going to bring everybody that needs to get this information.
Right. The problem I see in this area is there's a lot of reactiveness instead of proactiveness. And that's what you're talking about with the storm. We'll be okay.
Yeah.
This is a little harsh, but there's 26 people that are no longer with us at Sutherland Springs Baptist Church. They thought they'd be okay. I mean, we have to look at it that way.
Right.
There's 3 UVA football players that are not with us anymore. And I guarantee when they got on that bus in D.C. to come back to UVA, they probably never thought that they would not be walking off that bus. And then a few days after that, Chesapeake Walmart, 6 people shot in the head by their team leader, their Walmart team leader. I guarantee when they drove to work that night, they never thought it would happen to them. And that's what I hear the most is when I go to these locations where attack has occurred, never thought it would happen here. It always happens somewhere else. We got to get out of that mindset.
Yeah, you know, I think most people don't realize that the majority of church violence is from within the body.
Right.
It's not
domestic
strangers.
Issues. Right.
Yeah, it's within the body.
Right.
And so I think on the bus situation with the university you're talking
right.
about, he was a member of
right.
the team.
Absolutely.
You know, so it was a coworker.
Right.
You know, so it's realizing that we need to be looking for opportunities to minister to people,
right,
to identify those things, and how do we see those dangers ahead of time?
Yeah.
It's not the stranger danger.
Right.
Not in my community.
Right.
Yes, it's within your body.
Right.
Unfortunately.
And that's where the safety team, that's where it comes into this, and we're going to talk about this in a second, but that's where it comes into the safety team being engaged to everybody that walks through that door.
Yep.
Shake their hand. How you doing? Okay, well, this person's baseline is a little bit off. They're not, their hygiene's not the same. They're not as friendly as they used to be.
Right.
Now I find out that they're going through a divorce. There's financial problems. Or he's mad at the pastor because the pastor did this or said this or whatever.
Right.
And that's where the safety team members are really critical with that.
And recognizing that's fulfilling the mission of Christ.
Right.
Because we can identify these things where people start showing those signs. We then find them early on,
right,
and we connect them
prevention
to the services that they need.
That's right.
And love them back to Christ,
right,
or give them what they need so that they don't go down the road of thinking the answer is violence.
Right.
We have to be mindful, aware of what's going on, not blind to it, and that actually creates this environment of not a bunch of thugs out there as a safety team,
yeah,
but people that are serving, washing the feet of everybody,
yeah,
because that's what Christ came to do.
Right, absolutely. We're, as a safety team member, we're here to bring people to Christ, not turn people away, and a poor attitude can do that. We're going to talk about that.
Right.
We'll get safety teams set up. Okay, well, Jordan, thanks for joining us. Cross Point Church, Timberlake, Lynchburg, Virginia. You've been listening to Active Listening, and what we want to do, main focus of what T4 Tactics does is reduce injuries and save lives through proper training. Thanks for joining us. Go to that Facebook page, like and follow, check out his website, and share this podcast with your friends, and hopefully we'll see some of you guys and gals on September 2nd. Take care, everyone. Take care.